Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Glenn Bridges coming to you live out of New York City. This is welcome to Wealth Club. Thank you for being here. We're actually going to be doing an interesting show, a little different tonight. We're actually going to be doing a recap of the year. So this is the end of our network broadcasting year, and we're coming down to the wire, and we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the shows and talk about what we've accomplished and look to see what that was like. As always, let me run through the shows that come on International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and the show for the first Sunday, and the Sunday shows are always at 8 p.m. And the Tuesday shows, the Wealth Club, starts at 6:30 p.m., and that's all Eastern Standard Time. The first Sunday is on track with Henrietta Berg, and she's coming to you out of Chi-Town, and her show's on track. The second week, the second Sunday, is Let's Celebrate, and that is Shakisha Showers out of Compton, Los Angeles, California, IA. And the third Sunday is Vision Works, and that's Clara Lyons Devon, and she's coming out of Cherryville, New Jersey. The fourth Sunday is myself, and the topic is Man of the Month, and we're actually going to be having a pretty special guy coming up this next show, McClinton Karma Stanley, who is a film producer. So that's going to be a pretty great show. And then we've got the show on the 24th, which will be the next Wealth Club show. And then on the 29th, we're going to have a special show for you. We're probably going to have Mr. John Thomas coming on talking about distinctions. We're actually looking to plan a youth component. So there's a youth component that is going to be scheduled. And we may use that Sunday to do that. I'm looking to set that up now. So any of you youth out there that want to participate and do some things, certainly give me a call. And matter of fact, Amafika also talked about coming on the Man of the Month show as well. I'd actually like to do a special show with him. So we'll set that all up and look at that and see what's possible. Anyway, let's start off with reading of the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating the community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date is the November 10th. 2009, north, south, east, west, above, below. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is the Wealth Club coming to you on Blog Talk Radio. We do have a couple open lines if you want to call in. We've got a couple lines available. The number is 646-716-9827, And what we're going to be doing is actually doing a recap of the year so far. So we've actually got about 20 shows under our belt, or I should say I have 20 shows under my belt for the Wealth Club. And then I've got another few amount of shows for the Man of the Month. So let's start out with what's the intention and what is it that we're up to? So one of the things that we're up to in this conversation, Wealth Club, is building your financial intelligence and actually looking at and dealing with investment opportunities and what's possible around investments. And so my intention was really to bring some investment opportunities to you and to broadcast them and to let people know that there's information available to make investments. And, oh, by the way, this is the best time to do that. So let's see. Let's start out in January. So all of this started rolling January 13th, and we had on the show, the intention of that particular show was, what is it to invest? What is investing? And we looked at investing as a conversation, investment versus savings. You know, what is it to save? What is it to invest? You know, what were the distinctions associated with it? And we looked at, you know, how do you manage your money? You know, so those are the two cornerstones of financial intelligence that you definitely want to be aware to. And we thought that that would be a place to start to kind of carve out the conversation. So you start at the beginning, and you carve it out. So the second conversation that we looked at, we actually looked at investment strategies. I'm going to reminisce a little bit, but that was actually a great call because it's a call for people to kind of think about what strategy that they may have or need to have depending on where they are in their life. Early on, you might be doing more of a long-term strategy. In midlife, you're looking at maybe paying for college for your children. And then as you get a little later in life, you're looking for retirement and to prevent things from falling off the mat in terms of being unmanaged. So there's a couple things out there, and we talked about accumulation, we talked about distribution, which is at the end of your life cycle, and we talked about protection, and that there are different levels depending on where you are in your life cycle, the different levels of protection that you would need at the various periods of time, whether it be distribution, whether it be accumulation, or in the middle there. So there are different aspects of it because you want to protect it in between your accumulation or while you're accumulating it before you get the distribution. So those are the aspects. And we had on the first show we featured Rosemary Blake and Bill Patterson from the PADEG group, People of African Descent Empowerment Group out of New York. I'm also a part of that group as well. So we just started the distinctions. And then the second show, Investment Strategies, we had Lydia Picano from Mass Mutual. We have Anthony Sharshop from NRL, which is a private financial institution. And we had Wayne Parks from Key Advisors. I believe he actually said that he was going to be leaving that company, so he may not be with that company now. But the three of them took three different scenarios, and they talked about how they would prepare and how they would what would they look for, and what kinds of packages. Now, we didn't do anything specific. We just talked in general about what kind of strategies that each person would take a look at. Then in February 10th show, and again, all these shows are archived, so they're available for you if you'd you're interested to go back and take a look at them. The February 10th show, what we wanted to do, quite interesting, what we wanted to do at that point in time is to really look at investment clubs and what was the scenario around investment clubs. You know, what was an investment club? What was the strategy of an investment club? You know, how would you formulate it? One of the things that we got into, which was very interesting, was do you want to form it as your family? And we have a group that actually is doing that with their family. We also had a group that is doing it as some individuals that had some relationship that came together to learn about investments. So learning about investments was their bottom line commitment. And so you had different scenarios. And we featured on that night, we actually featured Mr. John Carr from NAIC, which is the National Association for Investment Clubs. We had Nanette Barry, and she was from Millionaire Real Estate Investing, which is a book that is patterning the accumulation of real estate. Based on the book, they were formulating an investment club. They're a West Coast, I believe, Oakland area, Oakland, San Francisco area. And then we had Bill Patterson from the PADEG group, People of African Descent Empowerment Group. And it was quite interesting, the different approaches, because PADEG started as an NAIC model, and we used their principles to get ourselves started and get ourselves grounded in the conversation of investing. And then we began to stray a little bit from that. So we talked a little bit about that process and that step and what it took to really do that. Then February 24th, which was certainly a celebration for me, which was my birthday, we had Ms. Cheryl Williams from You First, and we actually talked about debt elimination. So we talked about a computerized process that actually would formulate and help you reduce debt. Now, the interesting thing about You First is that because it's a computer program, it looks at the money that is available, and what it does is it looks at optimization of your payments. So whatever money that you have available, it takes that money, and it now pays it down on principal so that you're actually reducing the overall debt that you have outstanding. So you're going to make whatever payment you're going to make, but in addition to that, whatever extra money you can, you'll be paying down the principal. Now, there's a couple of other programs that are out there. I think it's John Seeker is another program out there. But You First is actually is a national company that's been approved. I saw them in the cover. They got honored by a couple of mortgage magazines and got a lot of press around it. So it was program, very reputable. And it was, it is a very good thing. The other part of that show, we talked about what kinds of things would you look for in investing. You know, what did you, we talked about your return on investment, your return on your asset, or your return on your money, which is what most people are interested in and looking at and looking for. And we also talked about the 72, rule of 72. And for those of you who don't know that, basically what that is, is really you want to have a 15% return on your investment. And the reason why you want to have a 15% return on your investment is that you want to be able to double your money every 5 years. So a 15% return, annual return on your investment enables you to double your money every 5 years. So that's something that you want to shoot for, and certainly you want to be able to choose investments based on the return of your money and how quickly it can amass your wealth. So that's the thing that we're talking about. We've got a couple callers out there. I see a couple familiar numbers. If you would like to call in, please do by pressing 1, and I'll see a hand up, and we'll know that you have you're interested in having a conversation about any of the shows, or maybe you need me to repeat something. So feel free to press 1. If you're in the chat room, the number is, and you want to call in, the number is 646-716-9827. That's the call-in number. We do have a couple of lines that are available, so you certainly can call in, and we'll continue. So on March 10th, we had a show on mutual funds and REITs. Had a marvelous fellow by the name of Lamar Ramsey from David Lerner, and he gave us some general information. He didn't talk specifics, but he talked about, in general, the kinds of things to look for if you're going to invest in a mutual fund or a REIT. And for those of you who don't know, a REIT is a real estate investment trust. The thing that there's some issues around the mutual fund that you need to know, load factor and how that gets included in the price and or gets subtracted from the profit that you would make. So he goes into very detail about that, and I found that to be a very useful, even though I knew quite a bit about mutual funds, I was able to get some tips and techniques about that, as well as with REITs. The magic thing about REITs, because it's a real estate investment trust, the profits have to be realized by the shareholders. So I believe it's 90% of those profits have to be returned in the year of the profits to the shareholders. So that's a nice, that's actually a very nice way of investing, and it also is, REITs have not necessarily done well, however, in this market because of there's a particular one that we talked about from David Lerner called the Apple REIT, which was very helpful because it was specifically in hotels, Marriott and Hilton, if I'm not mistaken. And because of that, because of their cash position, they actually were able to get major discount. So not only were you able to buy it at a very reduced price, but you also were able to generate and generate the income around it and move that up. So you in this market, again, you have to be a little careful with that because the market is starting to drop off. However, the REIT chose hotels in major markets that were growing in areas where they felt that they could increase the room revenue rates. And, of course, as we've talked to quite a bit, commercial real estate is about the value of the real estate has to do with the income that it can make. So the greater the income potential, the greater the value, the greater the cost of purchase of it. I'll give you an example that I like using is if you in New York and some of the other urban environments, we have what they call mixed-use property. And you've got commercial space on the first floor, and you've got residential apartments on the top floor. So we call that mixed use. And when you look at mixed-use property, it's considered commercial because of the commercial component on the first level. So let's say, for example, we've got two houses sitting next to each other, and they're both both the same size, and they're one is next to the other. Example I like to use is that one sold for $500,000, and the other one sold for $600,000, and you know everything is the same. Why would you have a discrepancy? Well, the discrepancy actually rises from the fact that one of the apartments is rent control. And because of the rent control, it limits the amount of money or income that that particular property can produce. So that reduced income reduces the value of the property. And that's a very small thing, but that's the thing that most people who come from the residential markets don't understand when you get the commercial. So commercial it's a little different, and the thought process is a little different. But once you understand the thought process and what's involved, it really is, you know, it's like anything else. You understand anything after you, you know, spend some time dissecting it. All right, well, let's keep it moving. So we're just in March. So so March 4th, we actually talked about residential real estate, and we had two wonderful women, Emily James from RealMax, and Clara Lyons Devon from Weicker. And Clara was out of New Jersey, Cherry Hill area. This is also one of our hosts. And Emily James, I have met in the past and was actually in a real estate course with her. So we were actually doing some work with commercial real estate. Anyway, so what that show, we talked specifically about why do you need a realtor? You know, what are the benefits of having a realtor? What is a realtor's job? What's their purpose? And what can they do for you that you can't do yourself, both as a buyer and as a seller? Now, obviously, there's some advantages to utilizing them in terms of the process, especially if you're not familiar with the process. And so we talked a little bit about the process. We talked a little bit about the transactional nature of real estate, and also it's very important to have the associations. So you have the associations that are needed to make sure that the deal doesn't go south, as they say. So you would need a home inspector. You would need somebody in the mortgage business. You would need maybe a title company. So all these relationships would have to, you know, you want somebody that's going to come to the table with these relationships intact, with somebody that's credible. Now, you also have to be careful and do your own research because you don't necessarily want just one person controlling all aspects of the deal for you as well. But again, you've got a real estate agent as your seller, and you want to separate that so that the buyer has their own agent. And because I'm also licensed as a real estate salesperson, one of the things that is possible is for the same agent to be the buyer, represent the buyer and the seller. In those situations, of course, both parties have to sign an agreement. But you have to be careful with that because that's something that you definitely want to be cautious of, because, of course, the alliance is not the same when the party's working for both people, both the buyer and the seller. So that was the March 4th. We also had Lennar Bragg's webinar for the love of money. That was a very interesting concept. She actually looked at money from a spiritual standpoint, and certainly you can look up Lenar@knowoutthere.com. So she's got a body of work that she's got available for you. April 14th, we had No Money Down program for real estate, and that was quite interesting. We had some gentlemen from the Took Brothers, from Joe Took from Philadelphia, and they talked about a fantastic program, and they're doing some work in Philadelphia area. And the ingenious part of what they're up to, which I thought was pretty special, and I jumped at having them on the show, was the fact that they actually paid the down payment and the closing costs for someone to move in. Now, the catch, if there was a catch there, is that did you still have to qualify? You have to qualify for what the market value of the house. But what that did is enable them to be able to sell the property that they had renovated. So it was quite an ingenious way of providing them and providing them with sales as well as getting people in homes. So, that was all pretty cool stuff. On April 28th, we had Rashard Dixon from Englestone, and Englestone is a commercial real estate investor. They invest in lots of properties and here in New York, and one of the things that they actually decided in this market to do was to get out of some of the upstate New York markets that they were in. And it's interesting when you think about it and you look at it, because one of the things that they saw about everything was that we here in New York have been graced by the presence of not losing appreciation in most commercial markets. Stopped appreciating. Now, understand that we are, that doesn't mean that well, let me back up. So there's two aspects to it. There's cash flow and then there's appreciation. And so in most markets, you don't have both. The New York market, they found to be able to accommodate both appreciation and cash flow, whereas the upstate markets only had cash flow, such as Rochester, Syracuse, some of the other places that were actually are still pretty good places to invest. And again, if you're looking to invest, not a bad place to invest to generate cash flow for you. But New York City consistently was doing appreciation, so they've shifted their game plan, and they've actually moved most of their operations and investing back into the city. We also talked a little bit about just commercial real estate investing in general. That was also part of that show. That was the second half of that show. Then in May we had my show. It was my show day. And so what we talked about was invest tools. Invest tools is a particular tool. It's not the only tool out there. There's a couple other companies that have products similar to it. But an invest tool is a software package that helps you to do not necessarily day trading, but it enables you to have an investment and track an investment, and it coaches you on when to sell and when to buy. And what happens is, as market trends occur, it allows you to get in the market and get out when it's about to turn downwards. And then when it's about to turn back up again, it allows you to get back in. So what you're doing is different than what we're doing in the Padet Group, is that we're a long-term investor, and we're looking to stay in 5 to 10 years. In this particular tool, what you're able to do is you're actually able to get in and get out as the different trends go. So the trend may be in a day, in 2 days, you know, maybe it's over a week, you know, maybe it's 3 weeks, but you're in and out, and it kind of gives you some warning signs when it's about to dip and when it's going to go back up so that you can purchase it on the way up. Now, again, the interesting thing about that, and it's actually something that I'm going to look into myself, because I actually have a few more minutes these days, and I was looking at that as a strategy to really do some investing with. But, again, if you're not able to log on every day and take a look just to kind of monitor things, this tool is not as useful as it could be. But it's got some brilliant analytical abilities. You look at trends. You look at what the institutional buyers are doing. You look at volume, and you're able to get ahead of the curve in terms of some of the investing. It also gives you some capability to do options where you can make money on the fact that you own stock. So it's a very, very powerful tool. Relatively priced, though most of the products are about the same. We're talking about maybe about $1,000 every 6 months. But if you're investing, you can actually make that money back. As with any tool, you know, if you're making money, it all pays for itself. It's when you're not that you have the problem. All right, and then we also talked about cost segregation. Of course, that was my one of the main streams of business that I'm doing now. And cost segregation is the use or the study of reclassifying the components of your commercial property. So all the non-structural components get reclassified from 39 years or 27 and a half if you're an apartment complex to a 5, 7, or 15-year buckets. And the bottom line with that is that what it enables you to do is to accelerate your depreciation. Okay, for those non-accountant folks out there, what does that mean? That basically means that you have higher expenses, and ultimately means that you have less tax liability. So what does that mean? That means that you pay less taxes. So on your personal income tax for commercial property owners only, you have less taxes, and you actually are able to generate a cash flow because of the reduced taxes that you're paying, the reduced tax liability, and that money you can now take and invest. And as they say in the financial arena, you've got the net present value of dollars today is worth more than what dollars in the future. So that means that you can take that money out, put it in investment, and you would have made money on that money that you save in today's dollars for the future. So you actually, again, it's a very good way of increasing your overall wealth. So that was, that's a pretty good tool and product to take a look at for, but that's only for commercial building owners. May 26th, we actually had Miss Shirley Duncan, and she talked about social networking. Very lovely woman that her main business is website design, but of course, because her business is website design, you know, one of the things that she knows about is driving business to it. Now, she does do the website optimization, which most people do. But in addition to that, she was able to gain us some knowledge in the area of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and how the social networking can drive business to your website. She also talked about blogging as well. So those were the things that we actually honed in on. And very, very knowledgeable woman, and is you know, very knowledgeable about how driving business to your website. So that was certainly one of the things that made a difference for that show. Very, very energetic and very knowledgeable. We could have spent a whole hour easily in that conversation. But then the next part of the show, we talked with Franny McGee. And talked about a Safe Day event, and they have a package, a product that actually is called the Drink Doctor. And what that does is you're able to put this in and test your drink to make sure that you don't have a Mickey in your drink. A lot of times, just having the product out has people less likely to try and put something in your drink if they know you've got something to test it with. And the thing that was driving, she's got a partner in Hawaii, and the two of them are doing that together. So it's been pretty interesting. The show, the product that they developed, and then they bring it to market, and they're actually the marketing arm of this particular product. The woman in Hawaii had a very tragic situation in that she was date raped. Somebody slipped something in her drink, and she woke up. And as a result of that rape, was pregnant. And so ended up having a child around that, and the child was a special needs child and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it turned very ugly for her. So, you know, these things happen. This is a product that actually prevents that, and it's about supporting men and women, because men have been, you know, it's hard to believe for some of you out there, but men have been also been victimized in the sexual predator games that are out there as well. So you definitely have to be careful. So that was a very useful and emotional show. That was May 26th. June 9th, interesting show. We had Selling to Veto. Okay, this is not, I didn't make this up, this is something that's out there. But Selling to Veto is selling to the very important top officer, which is what VITO stands for, very important top officer. So it's a very good book. It's a very hot book that was out. It is by the author F. Antonio Baronello. I believe it's a bestseller, but I'm not sure. But it's a very reasonably priced, and it's a great book to just to increase your conversations. The thing that I got about it is it's really about going to the top of the organization, because if the top person thinks it's of value, then they're going to put their people on it, and you've got a better potential of buying. Also, if they're not going to buy, you'll know right away. So, you know, why deal with the middle people who will string you along? You go to the top person, you'll know pretty straightforward what's going to happen. So that was a very good show. And then we talked about power networking. And power networking, an interesting concept. Everybody or a lot of people go to networking events and, you know, we talked about, well, what's the objective? And, you know, what's the objective, what's the purpose when you go to a networking event? And if you look around for a lot of people, well, I want to get cards. Okay, well, yeah, that's fine. But how useful is that? you know, what kind of cards, what kind of people, how do you screen the people, how do you get the type of people that you're looking for, you know, how do you now utilize those things in a way to make that networking event useful for you. Are you looking for quality? Are you looking for quantity? You know, it's interesting. It has a lot to do. It's similar to relationships. You know, do you want to have some quality relationships, or you want to have a bunch of people that you know, but you don't know them very well? So, you power networking is really looking at that, understanding that. And what I found is that if you're interested in networking, you want to be able to go to an event and spend, you know, a couple hours, maybe an hour, 2 hours, but you want to meet some quality people. And the only way you're going to do that is really to have some conversations and find out what people are up to. The other thing that's highly recommended is that you also go there with a team. So maybe you have a team of people that you work with, or that you already do some networking with, that know what you do and you know what they do. So that if you meet somebody, you can say, oh, Glenn, come, you need to meet so-and-so. I just met them, or you bring that person over to somebody you want to meet who's from your group. So either way, you're now more powerfully impacting that room. So there's some things that you're doing. Now, the other thing are these techniques are also useful just in growing your business. So depending on if you're in sales, if you own your own business, you're looking to meet more business people so that you can, you know, get more networking and make more money ultimately, these are the kinds of things that you can do. And so we actually talked Tom DeVito on power networking, and I actually led those conversations. The 23rd was Dina St. Pard, who is an interior designer, and we talked a little bit about what she does as an interior designer, but we also talked about a very popular thing that HGTV, a lot of you may have seen, is what they call staging. And what is staging? Staging is setting up a place to be sold. So if you've got a place to be sold, you want to set it up in a way that will appeal to the buyers. So, so it's good if you're a real estate person to have somebody that you're doing staging with. So that's all very useful things. And then we also had Mr. Larry Hackett, who was a denim designer. And so he actually learned his craft inside out. So he came up, and his background was actually a car mechanic, but he actually was working at buses and then got injured. And then taught himself how to sew, studied with somebody from Italy who was actually trained. And it was an interesting story because they talked about the training and the regime of tasks that they would do, regiment of tasks that they would do as they were coming up. Before they could even start to sew, they had to be master cutters. And they must have cut for a year or two before they could even begin to start sewing or putting patterns together and so on and so forth. And there was a training period of time that you would do things to become a master tailor. And so he got to sit with a man and a woman who were I know he was from Italy, and I believe the wife might have been, I want to say German. So he got trained from them, And of course, didn't have to go through the regimen that they did, but it was an interesting story and interesting conversation about growing your business and kind of working your way up through the ranks. In July, we actually, July 14th, we had a conversation with Nicolette Farnworth, and she had an excellent conversation called Quadrant Living. I recommend this show highly. We had originally talked about the investment strategies early on, but this quadrant living was actually a lifestyle for the family, and she talked about an education pool or a financial pool for the family where the family would actually go on a retreat once a year and share information about finances. It was very fascinating. I thought it was very innovative in terms of what their approach to it. And they also talked, interesting, they talked about the Vanderbilts, and they talked about the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds, what they did is they worked as a team and went on these retreats and talked about their money and one of the things that they did is if someone wanted to buy a home, they would borrow the money from the family bank. The family would have a series of money that would be available. They'd borrow the money, finance their house with a game plan of when they would put it back. And they put the money back, and whatever endeavor that they worked with, be it a house or a new business, they have to report back to the family what they had learned so that it was a sharing process. And they talked about that, and they talked, and she talked about it, and talked about how the Vanderbilts over, I want to say three or four generations, actually lost their money, whereas the Rothschilds actually increased their wealth. So the family increased their wealth, quite a bit, and the Vanderbilts actually lost their millions. So it was an interesting mix and an interesting conversation, and certainly a model that all of us and all of our families can certainly implement or look to implement powerfully in this whole conversation of wealth building. We also had a gentleman to talk about the Bilal Kareem, and he talked about database marketing. And what database marketing is really, well, what do you do with your database? You know, how do you accumulate information so that you can now sell back to your customers? How do you get the information? How do you track what they bought? How do you customize and analyze the information on your customer base so that you can utilize that for more powerful and more directed marketing campaigns, as well as how do you develop and grow your customer base? You know, keep them loyal and keep them satisfied, and without bombarding them. So you get a little bit more specific in terms of how do you cater and market to that particular clientele. So it was very interesting, his analytical take on it. And then on the July 28th, we had Mr. Ethan Chazen, and we had a conversation that I really liked called Branding Yourself in This Market. And why in this market? Because this market is a little different than most of the other markets, but also because it was about some of the things that Shirley Duncan talked about in the social networking, but it was also about printed media, writing for magazines and newspapers, and getting yourself in other printed media, as well as using online media to promote yourself and brand yourself. So we talked length about that and how to utilize yourself around that and the usefulness of it. So that was a very very powerful conversation for you as an individual, as a business person, looking to grow your business as well. So that was July 28th. On August 11th, by the way, this is the International Black Summit Talks Network. This is Glenn Greenwich, and we're actually doing a recap of the shows for the Wealth Club, and we're about a little over halfway through. There's a lot of talking, and we do have a couple lines available. The number here is 646-716-9827. There's a couple people in the chat room, and we do have a couple people on the line. If you'd like to speak or comment or just share some information with us, press 1 once you call in, and I'll see your hand. We will call on you, and I may call in some people. How about that, driving home? And so let's see, August 11th, Indira Hamilton, we had, and she's from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo, by the way, is doing very well as one of the banks in this country that has still been able to maintain its a very high rating. She does specifically reverse mortgages, but the mortgages she does are very specific because they're all FHA, so they're government-backed reverse mortgage. And she's talking about some of the idiosyncrasies of it and the stigmas that were utilized with it and that how these stigmas and wrongfully earned, and that they're now no longer valid as a, you know, in practice. So she talks specifically about those things and specifically about what's getting utilized. And for a lot of people, you've got equity in your house. You're sitting on equity in your house. You want to be able to use it to do some things, but you also don't want to deplete the equity so that whoever you're going to pass your inheritance to doesn't lose money. So, again, when you're looking at estate planning or you're looking at how to transfer your wealth, reverse mortgage is one of those tools that you can use. I tell you, she, Indira Hamilton actually talked specifically about how you could actually take that money out, invest some of it, use some of it to pay down your bills, and then a portion of it to pay back what you borrowed. Because it is money that you would have to pay back. How it does is you don't actually have a mortgage. What happens is it comes out of the equity when you sell the property. But if you do it correctly and do it smartly, you actually can make money on the deal and be able to put that money back in, have an annuity or something set up at a higher rate of interest than what you're borrowing. The interest rate of the borrowing money, so that you can now put that back in, so that the people who inherit your are going to inherit that equity don't lose anything in the deal, and the person has money available to them. So I mean, it's a very ingenious way of looking at things and setting things up, and you know, again, a lot of people are sleeping on it. So it's one of those things that people don't know about, people are not clear about, and, you know, the objective of our show is to really point out some things that are not necessarily that common and that are available for us to manage and skillfully increase our wealth. Again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is the Wealth Club, and my name is Glenn Greenwich. We've got a host of shows that we feature every month, the Wealth Club being on the second and fourth Tuesday from 6:30 Eastern Standard Time to 8 p.m. We're around in the corner. It's about 7:25, and so we've got another 35 minutes or so of the show. The last part of the show, again, is available for people to call in and to advertise and their investment deals, their real estate deals, their business opportunities, and or the business services. So if you've got any of those, you want to utilize the time and the that we've got available on this Blog Talk Radio. We this past Sunday, we actually had, just want to let you know that this show is international. We actually had a young woman, a facilitator, called in from Kenya to be part of this the conversation that we're having this past Sunday, which was Let's Celebrate. So that's the show that occurred on the 8th at 8 p.m., so all the shows on Sunday are at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They go for an hour, and we're celebrating a young man by the name of Amafika, and he is in New York, and he's in acting, and he was talking about some of the acting parts that he's done off-Broadway and on-Broadway as well, and was also and Wambui called in from Kenya, and just shared her commitment to the conversation and her relationship with this young man, because they both had grown up in the conversation of the Black Summit as youth facilitators. So this show is international. We just want to let you know that, and you're being heard and listened to all over the world. So if you've got something to call in about or something to share, please do so, and our number is 646-716-9827. Also on the August 11th, we had Patricia Warner, and a fascinating woman. She's worked with Weibo and has her own company, and what she talked about was business planning, and, you know, she's very dynamic and knows a lot about business and knows a lot about what it takes to get businesses up and running. And so she talked about business planning and being able to utilize that as a launching point for a new business or to relaunch or to refocus an existing business in terms of putting together a business plan for an existing business. So, again, her take on it, which is very important, was to be able to, you know, be able to redirect the energies and the utilization of that plan to either raise capital, you know, increase sales, increase employees, you know, whatever your goal is. But to have it written out so that you could actually utilize it. Then on August 25th, we actually had a gentleman that I went to college with, Mr. Jeffrey Simpson, and you think about all of the things that are being sold, and what he had was pet insurance. I got a real kick out of that, let me tell you. So this pet insurance, this pet liability, and then there was an interesting thing that he talked about, which was called gap insurance. Now, you have to be careful because not all states had it available. New York is not one of them, and also he can sell tasers and stunt guns and all that stuff. Again, New York State is not one of the states sell that, but for your protection, there are various devices that are available. The gap insurance I thought was pretty interesting, but that basically says that if the value of your car, the insurance, can get you to purchase your car. Let's say if you get totaled, gap insurance is the difference so that you can actually repurchase a car of equal or better value than the car that you've got. So it kind of guarantees that what happens in the area of insurance when you need, especially when you need a car and something happens to yours in an accident or what have you. So that was very, very useful. And then we had the Bradford Nicole, newsletter marketing. So he is a gentleman that is very dynamic and very sophisticated in his use of a newsletter to drive business and to drive promotions. So he actually, he's the kind of consultant that you would bring in to power charge, turbocharge your newsletter so that your newsletter can actually begin to generate funds for you and promotions and activity and so forth. So he actually gave us a special price to do that, which I thought was quite interesting. So there was a lot of that was the August 25th show. So we've got so as you can see, we've really utilized a lot of different types of people, types of information, with the intention and the insight to generate specifically wealth building. That was our goal. That was our intention. That was where the conversation was being guided from, and I've got to admit we've done a pretty good job in terms of program and guiding and directing and keeping it real in terms of what people would be interested in. One of the things I look back, I certainly would have loved to have gotten this information, 10 or 15 years ago. I can't imagine how much different my life would have been with some of this information. But, as things, everything is all in perfect time, and so the possibility of having it when you need it is that, and you get what you need when you need it. So obviously I didn't need it till now, but I want to pass it on to you all to make sure that that you know about it and can utilize it, and certainly it's been some powerful information for me. Again, this is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Our number, call the number is 646-716-9827. We've got a couple of folks. The Heart of a Real Warrior, in the chat room. If you'd like to call in, let me give you the number again: 646-716-9827. We'd certainly like to hear from you and find out if you've got anything you'd like to share with us. We've also got a couple numbers out there that on the switchboard already. Let me continue with the recap of the shows that we've had this year on the Wealth Club. Again, the Wealth Club is delivered to you internationally. This is a worldwide web radio station, Blog Talk Radio, and we're able to deliver this information to you on the internet worldwide. On September 8th, we had the September 8th show, we actually had database specialist David Niven. Actually had the pleasure of working with him at Xerox, a very brilliant man. And what we did is we worked on database design, and what David talked about, and I thought was very ingenious, he has a particular program that he does for candidates, for people who are running for office. So he has put together a particular package of data components that would help them in making phone calls and putting up signs and doing some follow-up. Of course, he can do that for any business, but he was having some fun with the couple of the people in Rochester that he's worked with, Rochester, New York. You know, of course, he can do that for any location, and certainly he's done that for other companies as well. Again, we talked about database design, and we talked about how do you utilize and how do you empower and grow your business. Again, the context of the show has always been to increase your wealth personally by investing and or growing your business because, again, folks, remember, one of the best ways to increase your wealth, and if you look at the powerful families that have generated wealth, they've generated wealth through businesses, through stocks, and real estate. So those are the three foundations of the institutional wealth and, as they say, generational wealth. So those are the things that are occurring. We also had Mr. Anthony Lewis, and he talked a little bit about credit counseling and red flag compliance. And that was something that kind of took me, you know, took me a little aside on. I was not shocked, but one of the things that has been occurring with all of the people having problems with identity theft, one of the things that a lot of the states are putting in place are what they call red flag compliant. And that means that if you've got a situation where somebody's got identity theft, or even if they don't, you have to have your employees trained in this compliance. And so this compliance is a huge undertaking that's taking place, that's jumping off and taking off and really making a huge difference in the protection of the individuals. And how is that being managed? This is being managed that the companies that are taking the credit cards have to be responsible and have training manuals and procedures written down so that they can ensure that the customer is not hurt. On the 22nd of September, we actually had a conversation with Mr. Vince Gardenia, and he is a weight loss counselor. He is generally just a very nice guy, very knowledgeable, does not go for any of the gimmicky stuff. He doesn't do shakes or any dietary kinds of things and juices and all that kind of stuff. He's kind of straightforward. He does it the old-fashioned way through exercise and eating well. And one of the things that I was surprised when I found out a little bit about how he does his business is that he, well, of course, you know, I think a lot of weight loss people do is what they do is they take your fat content, so they look to see how much your body, you know, what your body fat is, and then they manage you according to that. So between the body fat and he looks and he does this test to see what you're allergic to, which I thought was pretty useful. So he looks at the test to see what you're allergic to, and what he's found is a lot of people are allergic reactions to wheat. Now, when you look at it, there are a lot of things that are in wheat, but what happens is that the level of resistance that our body has is usually so low that we wouldn't notice it, but it ends up having detrimental effect on our overall well-being. And so, you know, it's not going to be an adverse effect where we, you know, eat wheat and we fall out. but maybe, you know, maybe it'll have us retain more water. Maybe it'll have us be a little bit puffier, or it'll slow down our metabolism, or we won't be able to excrete certain things from our body. And so so he does some testing around that as well. And then what he does is he educates you on what to eat and how to eat so that you're not necessarily just a salad freak, but you actually know how to combine things, and you're watching and testing yourself as you're doing it, so that you'll try something, you'll notice, oh, okay, I'm actually gaining a pound doing that. Okay, well, maybe I need to do something a little differently. So he has you watching the way so that it's a process. Himself, he's actually lost, can't remember what he said, but I know that he was over 300 pounds, and now he's probably about 170. So he's lost, you know, close to 100 pounds, and probably 70 or 80 pounds that he's lost, and he's kept it off for 7 years. So this is a guy that's been part of the problem, figured out how to resolve it, and now is helping and training people to keep it off, to get it off and keep it off. So he's got a particularly interesting approach. And then we've also had Ms. Candace McMillan, who was from Five Links, and she talked quite a bit about some of her products. She talked a little bit about some of her products and what she and what her products, telecommunication products. She's got a video phone, which I thought was pretty interesting, that is available on the market today, so that if you bought it and somebody else bought it, you actually can do the video video phone hookup. Of course, if only one of you had the video phone, then at least one could see the person and not the other. So, you know, depending if they had a webcam or whatever. But it's interesting. The technology is there. It's pretty inexpensive. Again, as part of our ongoing, it's important for your personal things as well as your business to know and understand what's available and how to manage it in a way that makes sense. And, you know, because utilizing technology is another way of improving your bottom line. And so we've got to be smart about how we utilize technology and, you know, what we pay for. Because, you know, Magic Jack and some of the other pieces that are available to really enhance our technology, those things weren't available years ago, and now it's a very important tool in what's possible for us. So, again, technology, telecommunications, is a very important piece of what we're doing. Again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We've got a couple lines available. So if you want to call in, please do 646-716-9827. We've got a chat room available as well. And so if you don't choose to call in, you just want to listen in, you certainly can do that in the chat room. Our site is www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. So that's what makes it available. And you can get right to it if you click on that URL, and that will bring you right into the show live. Okay. Let's see. So we're up to October. We're up to October. And let's see. So we had Lydia Roman, and she's a real estate, and we talked about real estate investing specifically. And again, a little different than the other residential real estate show that we had, in that we looked at, if you're an investor, what are you looking for, and what are you looking for differently? A lot of the things are the same, but some of the things are a little different. And it's important that you have a real estate person who understands the psyche and the objectives of an investor. Because if I'm looking for a house for my personal use, it's much, much different than what I'm looking for as an investor. So those kinds of deals and those kinds of opportunities are different and you know what? I just wanted to, you know, I just realized something. I misquoted something. I need to go back and correct that. What show was that? Let's see. Investing. Okay. One of the shows I was talking about earlier, they actually was a woman that talked a little bit about some of the investments that she had. And I don't have her down here. Oh, I'll have to come back to you on a previous show. I just thought about it. And so there's a lot of shows here. What can I tell you? There's a lot of shows. There's a lot of information. This information, again, is archived and available. So all you have to do is have an idea of the show date and go back as far as you want. It's listed in last dates first. So if the further back you went, you'd have to kind of keep flipping. So it's oldest to, well, newest to oldest is really. So the October dates would be in there before the September dates, et cetera. So last in, first out, as we used to say in accounting. There's some buffs out there that might remember that. Anyway, so we have Lydia Roman, Hueso Roman, and we talked about real estate investing. We also talked about a group called BNI. And again, if you don't know about BNI, interesting group, but then another international group, business networking, is what it stands for and what they do. They meet at 7 o'clock. They're serious now. I'm part of a BNI group in Astoria, Queens. BNI is about meeting to get business referrals. So they're not, you know, they meet in the morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, so they're done by 8:30. So you can now pretty much still get close to work by 9 or 9:30, which is about the time that most New Yorkers are rolling into work anyway. And the idea is to pass references. So it's about, now, let me distinguish a lead from a reference. A lead is somebody, I'm just going to pass you somebody that may need your services sometime. I'm just giving you, give the person a call, they may need something, they may not. A referral is, I know the person is looking for that particular product or service, and I'm hooking the two of you up by giving your somebody else's business card to the person who needs it. So it's like a third-party sell, and you've got people in your team that are working for you as a part of the extension of your sales force. Now, ultimately and realistically, everybody that you network with should be doing that with you. And this particular group is specifically geared towards doing that. They take statistics and all different kinds of stats around your participation and what you're doing, how many referrals you've given, how many referrals you've received, so on and so forth. So it's really geared towards specifically what have you, what are you doing to build this organization. And again, it's a model that once you have participated, every networking person that's part of your network should be know you intimately enough to be able to tell someone what you do and be able to identify business referral for you. This group and this what's the other group? My Tip is another group that's very good. But I don't know if the Tip is actually worldwide, but I know BNI is. So anyway, Lydia is part of that group as well. And then last week, October 27th, shout out to my brother Al Simmons. It was his birthday last Tuesday. Well, not last Tuesday, but last show, which was on October 27th. That was his birthday. Stephen Kaplan. And we have Phyllis Jackson. Stephen Kaplan is part of VHB. VHB is an environmental engineering group that actually does what they call a phase one engineering study to make sure that the property doesn't have any pollutants that the owner would be liable for in the future. Superfund, some of you may have heard of the Superfund. Superfund is a federal fund that's made available to do cleanups and spills, any kind of major spills and what have you. And the environmental study is, again, specifically for commercial property, and it's to document and to make sure that the property doesn't have any spills, any oil, anything, any contaminants that could damage the environment. So he does the study to prevent that and make sure that that doesn't occur. Phyllis Jackson, some of you would have heard of what it is that she's providing, but she provides virtual assisting. So what is a virtual assistant? A virtual assistant is someone who is not part of your organization. It's like a consultant that comes in that helps you to help grow your business. So a virtual assistant would come in and maybe do the payroll, maybe do the accounting for me, maybe they do. Now, and when I say come in this day and age with the technology, maybe he or she just does that electronically. So I send them the email with the information, they pop it in, and then they send me back an Excel spreadsheet or what have you. So, I mean, it's literally having the accountability of an employee without having an employee. So it's like independent consultants working for you as a small business. And, of course, it's not the same cost that it would be for a big company. So that's one of the other benefits that you get to look at and you get to have. So she's got a company that lines you up to do that. Interesting. Also, she's got a investigative background as well. So she actually does some investigative work. So that if you're about to bring on a partner, or you want to invest in somebody, she can do some background checks to see if that person is actually valid. They actually do have the assets that they say they do, so on and so forth. So it's a very useful process in this market to make sure that your partners and or your people you're looking to do business with are reputable and don't have anything outstanding. So that pretty much is a recap of the shows. We look to do a little. We try to keep it on a spiritual tip. We try to include the financials with a spiritual context and the beingness, as well as the doingness that's needed to keep us on a straight and narrow to manage and to manifest the wealth that we're up to. And again, if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, we've got a few minutes left. You can press the 1 on your dial, and we certainly can we'll see your hand go up, and you can comment in the switchboard. This is Glenn Greenwich from the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is the Wealth Club. We also want to let you know that we do have a half an hour that we keep open for you, for our listeners out there, to allow ourselves to be sponsored, to come on the call from 7:30 to 8 p.m. to identify their services, business services, to identify their business opportunities, to identify their real estate investments or their business investments and or practices that they want to share with folks. And maybe they're looking for some investors, maybe they're looking for some notes, some commercial notes that they want to fund. You know, whatever you've got, bring it to the show. As long as it's legal, you know, we'll entertain it and have it on the air. We're also going to be looking at getting some sponsors for the upcoming year. So we're looking to do sponsors. So if anyone's interested in sponsoring the show, we'll look at what we can do and how we can do that. And we're also looking to, just want to remind you that this year we're going to be back in the States for our annual event. It's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, in August 5th, 6th, and 7th. And that's the first weekend in August. Because the last 2 years, this year we're in London, England, and last year we're in Anguilla, in the West Indies. So we're out of the country these last 2 years, and we'll be back in Baltimore this year. So it's going to be a very exciting time. We're looking to have a big crowd. I'm declaring that there are going to be 100 people from New York in also. I'm working on that and looking to make that happen. And as I said, it's going to be very exciting. We also provide specific courses for communities. So we actually have a community development courses and a curriculum that we provide for businesses. So, and youth. So that's the other thing that we do. So that's the International Black Summit. Please go to our website at www.blacksummit.org. And then if you want to just directly go into the talk show, it's www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. Well, we're wrapping up. So my name is Glenn Greenwich, and this is the Wealth Club. We've got quite a few shows, but tonight was the recap of our year so far. We've had 20 shows so far. We're looking at what we're going to have for the next show. We may bring back a repeat, or we may do a couple of shows to end it out. But this is Glenn Greenwich, International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and I'm going to steal a comment from one of the DJs that I always love. His name is Frankie Crocker, and he always used to end his shows with this: "May you beautiful people live to be 100 and me 100 minus a day, so that I never know that good people like you have passed away. Peace, blessings, love, and prosperity." This is Glenn Greenwich signing out for the Wealth Club on the 10th of November. Much blessings, much peace, much love. Don't forget to visit our website, International Black Summit, www.blacksummit.org. Love you. Take care. Ciao.